This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Tonight, boy, still some heavy hearts for sure. That's what happened in Pittsburgh. That awful, despicable act that now has led to lots of questions about where are we headed now. Kate Delaney again, ATN, kicking it off with Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, it was just shocking, I think, what happened at Tree of Life Synagogue. And I know some people who knew some people connected to it. Luckily, they weren't in the synagogue, but they feel just as badly for what's happened.
Yes, I know somebody that had gone there, my doctor actually had gone there when she was doing a residency and knew all these people.
Wow.
Knew everybody who was killed. It was awful.
Yeah, it was awful. So the reaction in Washington, because there's been a lot of conversation about not politicizing this and then Trump saying things, et cetera. What's the latest there?
Well, the president tweeted out today, or actually yesterday, there is a great anger in our country caused by inaccurate and even fraudulent reporting of the news, the fake news media. The true enemy of the people must stop. The open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly, that will do much to put out the flame of anger and outrage, and we will then be able to bring all sides together in peace and harmony. So today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave a briefing, her first one in weeks, and basically said would not respond who the fake media was. She said they know who they are.
But they won't say who that is.
Won't say who it is.
And as you said, briefing, the first briefing we've seen in a while from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and I guess there's word that the president and the first lady are going to go to Pittsburgh right on Tuesday?
Right. Well, the rabbi at the synagogue said that he's welcome. Other rabbis in the city have said he's not, but obviously it's the synagogue's rabbi that's the important one.
Yeah. In the meantime, people are talking about what's happened with the three hate crimes, or what we think are going to be hate crimes in the 72 hours, and the effect it might have on the midterm elections. You've been in Washington a long time. What do you think?
Well, I have been in Washington a long time, but I don't necessarily know how the midterm elections are going to be affected. What we do know, for instance, is that everybody said Hillary Clinton was going to win, it was going to be a landslide, et cetera. And they didn't know. And I once had a teacher that said the only real poll is on election day. And so we really don't know what the effect is going to be. It will obviously have some effect in terms of who votes and what they vote for. But other than that, I cannot tell you.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. You grew up in a family, especially with your brothers, who you talked about current events. Everybody was active in what was going on in your community. So I think that fueled the fire for you to do what you're doing. It did for me. Do you think that younger people are more apathetic, or do you think more will get out and vote? And this is, again, speculating.
Well, it depends. I think that millennials have the lowest voting record of any group ever. They don't tend to vote. However, Generation Z, which is just now coming of age, and they'll probably vote in the next presidential election, but probably won't be voting much in this election, if any. Generation Z is very, very active, and they're very, very vocal. So I don't know. I do know that the millennials tend to be on their iPhones all the time. Whenever I go out to dinner with a millennial, I sit on their iPhones because I say, you're going to talk, and you're not going to be looking at your iPhones. I'm a beast.
I love that. I'm a beast. So having said that, I love that about Generation Z, though. My nephew's in that generation, and I know as soon as he can vote, he's 17, he will in the next one. The other story that everybody's talking about, I would like to say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, really is this one, is how many troops are going to the Mexican border, and that still is game on, isn't it?
Well, so it looks like it's 200 troops. The president might switch what is required to be there for asylum And the other question is, there's an act that basically said you cannot use American troops to police in America. So the question is whether the president is going to violate that act or what that means. And, of course, the people do have a right to be interviewed, but the question is what questions they're going to be asked. And also we know that the first caravan that went from Honduras to Mexico, the Mexicans are actually giving them work, temporary work permits. So a lot of people may choose to stay in Mexico and work.
Wow. So interesting. All right, Ellen Radner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen had to say there. She really filled in the blanks for us. Not everybody embracing the president's trip to Pittsburgh, but where the massacre actually happened, they are the rabbi there. So the president and the first lady are going on Tuesday. It feels like it's an attack on America, and I really believe the president thinks that too. I mean, look, we've already talked about that, the Jared Kushner and his daughter Ivanka, and they're also going to, by the way, going to be there too as well. And I mean, you know, this is the bottom line. The rabbi Jeffrey Myers, the Tree of Life Synagogue, said he would be welcoming, and it would be his honor to always meet a president of the United States. And there are others who are saying that he was not welcome until he denounced white nationalism. So we can see that there are a lot of opinions being volleyed around in the wake of what happened just a few days ago, and geez, wow, unbelievable. And then there was this story to continue on the heels of the 11 who were killed at the synagogue in Pittsburgh that I read today in the Washington Post. There was a Holocaust survivor that beat death again. I mean, unbelievable. But there was this 80-year-old Judah Samet, who escaped a concentration camp 70 years ago, was in the parking lot late for services. That's right when the gunman had gone in and killed the 11 people that ranged in age from 54 to 97 years old. He said, you know, he was 4 minutes late. So instead of getting there at 9:45, which he would have, he got there maybe at 9:50 or later, and he pulled into a spot. And a man that was dressed in black told him there was an active shooter, told him to back out carefully. And then he saw a police officer exchanging gunfire. Wow. There he was right there again. I mean, just unbelievable. And so, you know, think of where he escaped, what happened. Shocking. Shocking and just something so apropos, I guess, in a way for that man. But the Tree of Life was the name of the synagogue. And if you haven't heard the story, and I think most of you have by now, there was the shooting on the weekend that happened at the synagogue where 11 people were killed. There were some others that were wounded. 97-year-old even. And just, wow. Unbelievable, and still so much reaction, I think, to that and to what it means for churches and synagogues and any places of worship as to whether or not they will be armed. And I've told this story now a couple times. Friends of mine say in Los Angeles at their church, you don't know who they are, but people have concealed and carry for every single service. Stay with us.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Obviously, over the weekend, just the shock. And I say this, just picture yourself. You're at some service. You're there for a baptism. You're there for a wedding. You're whatever religion you happen to be. And it's all of a sudden a whole different game. A sad, twisted thing happens. And it's just not what you're expecting. And suddenly you are in a situation where you have got to figure out what's your next move. You know, what am I going to do? And I've had long discussions with so many people on this show about that, as you know. And we'll do more of that. And I've had them off the air the last couple of days about what are houses, any kind of house of worship, what are they doing? And it seems that if they don't have some kind of a guard, some have opted to have people who have concealed and carry, they have the permits for them, that they are there in the crowd like they would normally be. They're a member of the congregation, but they're armed. They're armed somehow. You know, they've got a weapon. That if that were to happen, they could, you know, they could fire. They would be there. So that becomes the question. It's like the teacher question. In Israel, we know this, the teachers are what? They're armed. And why are they armed? They're armed because it's too dangerous for them not to be, because it's just the soft target, and that's what places of worship are. They're a soft target. So that's what we're talking about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and I always say it is about what's going on in your backyard and mine, and there's lots of conversation about that, as there would be and should be, because there's massive concern over, you know, what's next? What do we do? How do we defend ourselves? Do we want to live in the world paranoid? No, but do we really need to be aware of our surroundings? And the answer to that question is you do need to be aware of your surroundings. But if I'm in Pittsburgh and I'm in this suburb and I'm going to an early morning service where a few different things are going on in the synagogue, I'm not thinking that this is ripe for us being a target today. That, you know, somebody's going to come in and they're going to start shooting. And until somebody calls 911 or the SWAT team gets here and the police get here, we're basically sitting ducks and we have to figure out what we're going to do. If we're away from where it's taking place, or we're just walking in the door, we're running away, or what are we doing? Sadly, that's where we are. So if that's where we are, then what is the action going forward? What is it that is the thing that you have to do or think about doing, or having conversations in these congregations anyway about doing, just like they are in schools, sadly, we know, and just like they are in other places that should be places that are safe, including your own place of employment. How often do we see, sadly, that, where somebody's disgruntled, somebody from the past comes in, whatever the story is, and in an instant like that, everything changes. And we've had that conversation with people who have been targeted. We've had three different high-profile cases where people in the 10 years have come on with us to talk about the horrific feeling it is when you're trapped and, you know, you're trying to figure out, okay, what's the next move? In fact, if you remember, one of the last people we talked to told us about being at that D.C. Navy Yard when the former Navy reservist killed 12 people in a mass and then was killed by the police. That was back in 2013. And the person we talked to, we just talked to about a year ago, who was in that situation, and everybody was ducking for cover and running and trying to figure out where they were going to go and how they were going to escape it. And they were just absolutely stunned at a Navy shipyard, at a Navy yard. Wow. And so whether it's where you work, whether it's where you worship, or whether it's where you send your kids to school, it is sadly what you do have to contemplate. And does it mean be paranoid, look over your shoulder, think the world is coming to an end? No. It is sad times. It's sad that that's what we have to contend with, because as a kid, I certainly didn't have to deal with that. Many of you listening to me, you certainly weren't thinking that. And I was in that in-between era, too, where it wasn't Cold War, so there wasn't any of the duck and cover drills. I didn't have that childhood where you were concerned about that. You know, you were concerned about the fire drills. We had fire drills, that's it. There wasn't any metal detectors. There wasn't a concern about somebody coming in with a gun, kidnapping us, somebody doing something else like that. It was never a concern. Now, it's not about, is it a concern? Let's move the ball forward. What do you want to do? Congregations need to have those conversations, if they haven't, with their flock, their parishioners, the people who go there and worship, the folks in the synagogues, whatever kind of worship it is, and make that kind of a decision. Do we stay as we are and just be more alert? Do we have some kind of protocol? Do we have a guard? Do we have concealed and carry throughout the services where there's one or two people who are already have the permits for that and feel secure doing it, and we just don't tell people who it is, because why would you do that? Just let it roll. And that, I think, is what's happening. I think that's happening more than one would suspect. I mean, so you got to catch up with, sadly, the reality of domestic terrorism and how it has altered our lives. But to alter it permanently, boy, we sure don't want that. That's for sure. And the Pittsburgh mayor and the former rabbi at the synagogue thought that the president should wait till he's coming in on Tuesday. The Pittsburgh suspect says he prefers the term invaders to describe immigrants because he was listening to the talking points on TV, apparently. Great. And Robert Bowers, his name is, complained about the invaders 6 days before the shooting, is what he was saying. And he wrote on social media, his social media, Gab it is, that I've noticed a change in people saying illegals, not that now I say invaders. I like this. Whatever it is, he has forever changed the lives of lots and lots of families. And, you know, he, minutes before, 11 days before, he was writing all kinds of stuff about the caravan, etc., on this social media site. And then on October 27th, he goes into the Tree of Life Synagogue, and he wrote that post about invaders and said, I'm going in, and likened his anti-immigrant attitudes to his attack on the synagogue. So the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which helps refugees, was one of the things that he was rambling about. So that's what he said when he went in, and I mean, just wow. Unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable as to what has happened here. But again, replacing the hatred with love and replacing the idea of, okay, we don't want this to happen again, and not doing something more proactive. I think at this point that has to be something that's talked about in churches, synagogues, any place of worship, whatever it is, that has to be talked about, because you could be anywhere in this country. That certainly was an area where you would not have expected that to happen. Let's just put it that way. But anything that's a soft target is wide open. Go to the mailbag next here on ATN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump spent most of Tuesday in Pittsburgh, a city devastated by the shooting deaths of 11 members of the Tree of Life Synagogue. President Trump and his wife Melania paid their respects to the victims of Saturday's massacre. As a grief-stricken community began to bury the dead, Jeffrey Myers, the synagogue's rabbi, greeted the president, along with his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, both of whom are observing Jews. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. The president and the first lady laid stones at each of the victims' memorials. Less than 50 yards away from the president, about 1,000 protesters were chanting, many of them condemning him for divisive rhetoric.
President Trump, you are not welcome in Pittsburgh!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Papers and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain. Carriers delivered to home in person, via packages, paper, they may have some fun.
What? Digging the mail
people had a lot to say. That's why we are flooded with emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kate Delaney, ATN. Let's head right to that America Tonight mailbag. And a quick reminder, as people have asked me this, how do I get in the mailbag? How do I get a hold of you? You can go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and there, my friends, you can let it flow. Put in your email and whatever your thoughts are, and that's how many of you are finding me. The other thing is, I'm going to start to put, and I said this last week, I'm going to start to put a lot of the behind the scenes of America Tonight and other things that are going on my Facebook page. So Kate Delaney fan page, you'll be able to find some fun stuff that way as well. All right, nothing fun about the emails. You were very pointed, which I think is good. And let's go to those. This one is from Walsh first. He says, Kate, I've listened to the show a bunch, especially in the past year. I've had the pleasure through TuneIn when I'm on my way to the airport and when I'm waiting for flights and stuff because I have a very strange schedule. And I like the fact that you talk a lot about what's happening in the world and don't just hammer us with one thing all the time. I got to tell you, though, this thing with the synagogue is just so despicable, this act. And seeing this guy in a wheelchair, you know, the pictures, the artist rendition they've released of him, and the fact that he seems to be just completely removed from reality, and the fact that he would go in and kill all those innocent people who were just there to worship is makes me, frankly, just queasy. And I can't believe this is the kind of stuff that's happening in the United States, although I'm not naive, and I realize it's a much different world than the one that my children grew up in and that I grew up in. And I feel sorry for some of the generations that are coming up now, but I suppose this is what they're used to, the kinds of drills they have to do in school, the kind of conversations they have to have. And frankly, I think that any of the houses of worship need to have people who are armed or higher guards, period, end of story. You cannot be exposed any longer, even though the chances may be a zillion to one that you're going to be picked by some deranged shooter. Why even take the chance? Pass the plate a few extra times and pay for it, for goodness sake. Yeah, I don't think you attack the synagogue because it's not their fault. Like, oh, geez, how come you didn't have, you know, guys that were there with machetes and machine guns? I mean, no. But in moving forward and having that conversation, I said it already, I think you have it with the congregants. You talk to the people that are part of the church. If I was the pastor, if I was leading a group and they were my flock, that's what I would do. It would just be a decision. I would say, these are some options we're considering. We want to move forward with something because we want you to be able to breathe, relax, and really partake in a service and not be concerned about the exits and the doors. And we certainly don't want to lock the doors. And, you know, anyway, somebody could shoot their way in through locked doors too. So you might be hearing more conversations about people saying that that's exactly what they're going to do. In fact, it's interesting because one of our old friends from America Tonight, we're going to try to have, you know, that conversation with him, is Archbishop Council Ned, because of the tragic events in Pittsburgh and the fact that, you know, he's saying what's happened. He's saying it couldn't be duplicated in his small central Pennsylvania parish because he's got a 40 caliber pistol. And he explained why he does that. He said, you know, as an Anglican bishop and feeling responsibility to the people who come to the church, I don't want something to happen like the shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, or Antioch, Tennessee, or Sutherland Springs, Texas. The intolerance is a frightening new level, and I want to do what I can to help the people in my church. So that's how he feels. And he says, you know, a pistol in the pulpit may sound extreme, but when people of faith increasingly appear to be targets of armed evil, a good shepherd has to do what they do to protect the flock from the wolves. So, you know, there you have it. And we've had him on the show many, many times, and that's the way he feels in what he can do because of what a soft target those places are. This one's from Charlie, and Charlie says, Kate, gosh, what can you say about the synagogue? I mean, only an evil person would wish anything like that on innocent people that are there to worship, especially people who have lived their whole lives. And isn't this supposed to be the best time of your life in one way, where you get to reap the rewards of spending time with grandchildren or others in the community, and certainly not thinking when you go to a service that you're not going to walk back out of it, and it's had to be awful for those people for that minute or two before to realize that they were going to be shot too. That's something that probably people don't think about. But imagine it happens instantaneously, but it was a 10-minute rampage. And I know you described it as the first responders feeling just sick to their stomach and describing the scene as one of the worst that they've ever seen. And of course it's that way because you have exploding bullets that are hitting these people, and what condition are the bodies in? And they're dead. and you've got 11 people that died, and then you have other people that were seriously wounded as well. Let's move on to some more emails that just span the variety of a couple of different things, including this one. This one is from Al, who says, Kate, I hope you are well in your world. Sister, we need your voice, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world. The pipe bomber. I heard that the guy from Florida had more bombs that he was ready to send to more people. Is that true? Well, they intercepted, thanks for that, they intercepted 14 packages. And this is Cesar Sayak. But they say that he had planned, I guess from his ramblings, what he had written, what he was working on, that he had a list of about 100 people he wanted to send packages to, and he was going through the list. So this was just a handful of the people on the list, and we certainly have named them well-known Democrats. And he told investigators after he was arrested in Plantation, Florida, that the pipe bombs wouldn't have hurt anyone, that he didn't want to hurt anyone. But they were real. I mean, they checked them out, and they were not fake bombs. They were real bombs, and they would have been a danger to somebody if they had gone off. They think he made the pipe bombs in the van, and they're saying, because they found the equipment, the stamps, the envelopes, the paper, the printer, everything, the powder, all that, that he needed to do that. And hours before he was arrested, it's so strange, he was playing, doing the DJ thing, he was playing music at a Florida strip club where he worked for 2 months. He went, before that, he was a male dancer, he was a pizza delivery guy, he had done a bunch of different jobs. In 2002, he was arrested after Miami cops say he threatened to bomb a power company, saying it would be worse than September 11th. And he's been arrested for a couple of other things as well. So, I mean, now this is it, because you figure with the charges, he has to go through the due process. But looking at the charges and who he targeted, he will certainly, if convicted, go away for probably the rest of his life. He's 56, so there would be 45, 48 plus years involved in that. So yes, he had a list of 100 people that he was looking at. All right, this one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I heard you tell the story about all the people who were taking these selfies at Yosemite, and they were dying because of what they, you know, where they were going and the kind of shots they were trying to get and how they were falling to their deaths. I just cannot believe that people are so dumb to do that. I guess the national park has to have signs up about taking selfies. Yeah, you know what was really sad? There was an 18-year-old. He was a hiker, and he was trying to get that. And he was a kid that was visiting, and he fell hundreds of feet to his death. He was at the top of that iconic waterfall that you always see. And how awful, just trying to get a shot. I mean, this is the kind of world we live in, right? I want to get the perfect shot, and I get it. Like, I get trying to get you want to get the perfect photograph. Listen, when we had cameras, we were trying to get perfect photographs, right? I mean, I had a mother who constantly went behind you and clamped down your hair and it didn't look right and changed things. But we weren't standing on the top of waterfalls. Now, because of this one way, tremendous opportunity to capture what's around you, there's this sort of risk thing, or this not thinking and taking that extra step back. Wow. Be careful out there if you're out at some of those monuments and you're looking at these great views. Just enjoy the view. Just take a picture of the view without making it a selfie. How about that? Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Invading the Man Cave next on ATN.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
All right, as we wrap up this hour of America Tonight, I'm going to hit what I call the headers, so things that people are talking about. Obviously, a dark day in Pittsburgh history, 11 people killed, the synagogue shooting, the suspect in custody, sad story. We've been talking about it throughout this whole thing. And then the mail bombing suspect showing, according to his family, not right, showing signs of crazy mental issues. And 13 people were targeted, well-known people in the Democratic Party, but he is in custody and the bombs were real. It wasn't a hoax. So people are talking about Caesar Sayoc and what they have learned about him. So some really dark things have happened. Let's go to something else. Two winners split the $687 million Powerball jackpot. So if you were thinking, oh, I wonder if my ticket won, it didn't. You still could have won maybe a couple of dollars. So check the ticket anyway, right? What if you won $1,000? I'm not sure. So the winning numbers, I'm going to give you the winning numbers. 8, 12, 13, 19, 27, Powerball, 4, and third largest in history. Whoo, that's big. 15 tickets matched all five white balls, but they missed the red Powerball. But you know what? 13 win a million. I don't know about you, but if you won a million, maybe you'd be bummed and say, oh my gosh, it was one ball away. And, you know, that's a great question. Are you glasses half full or glasses half empty person? So if I won $1 million, oh gosh, I only won $1 million, I think I'd still be pretty happy. This makes me sad, but this is a question of trying to narrow this down and figure it out. But a ninth child died of this crazy respiratory illness at a nursing and rehab center in New Jersey. The latest victim was someone who had a confirmed case of this virus and fell ill. They've had 25 pediatric cases associated with the outbreak. Of the 25, 8 of the deaths were kids confirmed with this adenovirus, I think is what they're calling it. And they say it's just tragic what's going on. They work every day, they say, for infection control protocols. Boy, it just makes you think, what do you do when your kid gets sick? I mean, how sad is this? They're in this facility. They get, they have these severely compromised immune systems before the outbreak, and then this happens. The New Jersey Health Department notified of this cluster of respiratory illnesses at the center. And, terrible. They have done surveillance work, all that kind of stuff. And it's associated with communal living arrangements. And that's what's known to cause severe illness, especially people with compromised immune systems. And we don't know too much about the deaths. I mean, we just know that they were kids, young kids. And we know that it's horrible, and again, trying to sort it out. It's just a reminder, I think, of what happens sometimes in these facilities, and that's the communal living is what they're saying, which is what, captured what happened there. That's what led to, what led to that. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this? As we're looking at what's going on, we've got Halloween coming up, and this is kind of one of those questions, and we'll talk about it in the next week, but to buy the candy or not, do you have kids coming to your door, knocking on your door and asking, saying trick-or-treat? Are we done with the whole trick-or-treat thing, or is it still happening some places? I think a lot of places it's not, because kids are in these environments now where they do them at churches or they go to malls where the stores have candy, and it's a more controlled environment than when I was growing up. It's, sometimes have changed with that. But there are still some trick-or-treaters. In my neighborhood, it's a mixed bag. One year I had a lot of kids. They were so cute, little kids coming to the door. And the next year, we had all this candy, which is dangerous because you want to eat it. We had all this candy, and we didn't have very many kids. So, boy, it's crazy. They say so much is spent on Halloween, but I guess it depends on where you live as to, are you really going around the neighborhoods near you and doing that trick-or-treat thing, or not? And some of you have even reached out through the mailbag, because it's been so somber. We weren't focusing, of course, on that over the last day or two. But a couple of you said you were going to parties. You said you had grandkids, or you had kids young enough still that were dressing up, and they were coming up with clever costumes. And in your neighborhood, you still did do it, but you just stuck to the neighborhood. I think that's kind of the deal, sticking to the neighborhood probably for a lot of people. They're doing that, staying close by. By the way, it's really kind of crazy. I didn't know that there was a National Chocolate Day. Did you know that? National Chocolate Day. So they have, I mean, like, there's a day for everything. October seems to be all about sweets. I was just reading this story about it. 2 weeks after National Dessert Day and 3 days before Halloween, Sunday was National Chocolate Day. So what does that mean? I don't know. Could you get free chocolates anywhere? And what are the most favorite chocolates of people? Kit Kats, Twix, Ben & Jerry's chocolate fudge, brownie ice cream, they say, are rank up there pretty high for people. And then I think it's a ploy by the restaurants to get you to go into the restaurants, because you could go into Cheesecake Factory and you could get a special order like Reese's. You could get a free slice of Reese's peanut butter chocolate cake cheesecake if, you got an order of $30 or more. And there's some other places where they're doing the same thing. Does that pull you in? Does the chocolate pull you in? Oh my gosh, a Cheesecake Factory, they serve you so much food. It could last for a week. It's crazy how much food they have there. Ugh. Brutal. So you know how I'm like intrigued by space, especially since I went to that incredible place out in the middle of nowhere in Texas. And I can't even think of it now. The observatory that just blew my mind, where I could look in the telescope and I could see a billion light years away, and it was out near Marfa, Texas. Just crazy incredible. The Hubble telescope is back to normal operations. I was reading a story from NASA that it's doing what it was doing before. It's got a gyroscope apparently knocked the device into safe mode, and now it's doing some of its first observations. It's capturing information on a distant star-forming galaxy, and I just think that is so fascinating. It's just trying to wrap your mind around that, the whole space thing, I guess. And the Hubble, there is a live feed, I think, where you can go and see the Hubble, and it's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty interesting to look at that and to look at the Hubble and see where it's, you know, to see where it's going. All right, we're coming off of another weekend, and some of you have asked me about this. We're not doing the man cave in this show, but have asked me about the top 25 and playoff predictions for college football, and my predictions are so brutal. As much as I love college football, you know, your top four are still intact. Alabama, they were off this past weekend. Who beats Alabama? You know, LSU is up next on a big Saturday night game. Maybe the Tigers will do it. I know some of you are listening to me in Louisiana, and I know that you are cheering for LSU to do just that. Clemson, they went to Florida State and just trounced Florida State. Boy, what a difference a couple decades makes, huh? 59-10. Trevor Lawrence looks so good. He just looks good. Notre Dame, easily. They ran the table against Navy, and they could run the table the rest of the way, and they could be in one of those semifinal games. So for all of you that are fans of Notre Dame, LSU, who knows? The big game against Alabama, what if they win that? They'd be right there in that four, in the top four. What about Michigan? They were off, but they got Penn State. Then what happens? Then they have Ohio State. That could be defining. Oklahoma, smothered K-State. What happens there? I know some of you, even if you didn't go to the college, if you live near the college, you root for them. It's, I don't know, it's a distractor. It's interesting. I personally like college football. And so thank you for always asking me about that and what I think will happen. The College Football Selection Committee is going to have some interesting, I think, considerations to make in the next couple of weeks as to who is, you know, going where. But I bring it back and end it here with the people in Pittsburgh and the victims, and just say that all of us here at America Tonight really feel for you and for what happened. Just, it shatters your world. It's just absolutely shocking that somebody comes in, they're screaming anti-Semitic rants and are killing older people, before 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, a 20-minute attack, and the police come, they try to do what they can, the SWAT team shows up, and they're brave, and some of them are injured as well, but they could only get there as fast as they can get there. They get the 911 call, boom, they respond. Nobody's expecting that. So as a result of it, you know, Robert Browers at 46 has ruined all these lives, including his own. 29 criminal counts, 11 federal hate charges. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.